Online Podcast 325. Hello, ladies and gentle whores. Welcome back to Online Podcast. This recording is being done on the Sunday, June the 7th, around 7 p.m. Yes. Anyway, just to give you a reminder that I will be participating in the Pride48.com live broadcast of gay, lesbian, transgender, bisexual, programming or friendly programming that will be happening at the end of this month. And happy Pride to all of you. Happy Pride. Now, today is Pride in Kansas City, and I did not go. You know, I'm not, first of all, I'm not a crowd person. I do not like a lot of people. Don't like crowd, and it's hot, and so I would rather stay home. In fact, I took a 4-hour nap. It's almost like a sleep. I took a 4-hour nap. It was really good. So anyway, I definitely want to thank all of you who sent in all your messages, your love and your support and your thoughts and your condolences to Tasha's passing. It was rough, obviously, as you all can hear. I got messages, from Twitter, on Twitter, from many people, and from Facebook especially, and also those of you who left me messages on my website. There were 11 comments there. And those of you, Nick Thomas left a message, JC left a message, Archer did, Greg B., Tom from Tom Takes on the World, my friend Jeff and Kenny, and I really appreciate that. Also Edward. Edward from Spodic. Edward Spodic says, that left a message there too. Spode. His sign off as Spode. Anyway, I mean, obviously, I know it was an emotional time for me because when I was doing the recording, it was literally just hours after, I have had to put my cat to sleep. Tash, my dear, dear girl. And it was very raw for me, and I thought about that, but I thought about, whether or not I should even attempt to do a recording, but I thought those of you who have been following me for a while about her condition would probably want to know. So I did exactly that and just let the recording roll, and I really appreciate all your messages, especially to one person who also left me a My Chingo message. Now, those of you who do not know, if you have a microphone on your computer, you can actually go to onlinepodcast.com and actually scroll down on the right-hand side after the Flickr badge underneath it. There's an audio comment voicemail. You can either, or you can call 206-339? Oh, you know what I realized? Oh, yeah, it is. 206-338, sorry. 206-338-ONG-9. That's 206-338-ONG-9. You can call that voice comment and leave a comment there, or you can also go to onlinepodcast.com, scroll down the right-hand side, and leave me a message on the mobile talk comment system, or sometimes I call it the My Ching Chong, and it used to be called My Chingo. Anyway, this is the comment that I got from Tom last week after I posted the episode about the episode Journey, the one that I talk about my cat's passing. So this is
Hi John, Tom. This is Tom from Tom Takes on the World, and I just wanted to say hi. I hope that you are doing good, and just want to leave your website a little voicemail. I am sorry to hear about your kitten's passing, and I know what it's like. I just lost my beloved Danny boy, my greyhound, the day after Christmas, so it's tough. It really is. But, you know, I am so glad that you have Bruce there and that you have your other cat there, whose name escapes me at the moment. But, you know, I think that you have a great support system. And you know what? It's okay to cry even a week after your kitten's passing. It's okay. It's the grief that needs to work it through your system. But, you know, when you're crying and when you're feeling bad, that just proves to you and everyone that sees it that you really gave yourself to that kitten of yours. And it just shows how much you loved. That's a wonderful and beautiful thing to give yourself and your love to another animal and to another person. And, John, you're tremendous. You keep on going and don't let anything hinder you. And just know that you have a friend down here in Nashville, Tennessee, that was thinking about you. And you take care, all right? Have a great day and keep those memories in your heart. And feel free to share them at any time. All right, you take care. See ya.
All right, that was Tom from TomTakesOnTheWorld.com. And Shit. Stupid microphone. Was that my microphone? Oh, hang on. I'm going to have to do something. Ugh, stupid thing. I got a new... Hello? Testing. 1, 2, 3. Okay, good. I thought, you know, I was going to have to break out my wallet and have to buy a new preamp. Oh. Anyway, thank you very much, Tom, for that message. And I really appreciated your message as well as all the messages that I got. I just want to let all of you know that I'm doing okay. And Bruce and I are doing... I mean, obviously, it was like a... It's devastating news for the both of us. And I... You know, but I think we are... especially for me, I can't say for him, but I'm very open in expressing my grief and my sadness for this cat that I love. And I think because of that, sometimes it makes it look on the outside that, you know, I'm suffering a whole lot and, you know, in super pain and all that. And actually, in a way, it was like a cathartic process for me to be able to express this out to everyone, and you know, and not having the need to hide it or to keep it private, and to put out a strong and powerful facade. In a way, it's actually quite liberating. So yes, I was sad. You know, it's every now and then I still miss her. You know, when you're at home, you look at a certain spot that she likes to go sit, and she likes to come visit you, and she likes to sit on top of the sofa, and she actually has her own couch. And when you look at that, those kind of stuff, you miss her, you know. But, you know, I'm not dwelling, and Bruce isn't either. We're not dwelling on her passing and being extremely sad. In that sense, I mean, we're sad. We're you know, we miss her, but we are not dwelling on it. So I want all of you to know that we are doing great. We are doing okay. We are grieving, but we are, you know, we're just going through the whole grieving process. On was it Wednesday or Thursday? I think I Twittered it. I was at work and just going through, I was, you know, plugging in my iPhone, charging my iPhone, and then I have some photos that I took on the phone, and I always go into iPhoto and downloaded all those photos from my iPhone into my iPhoto. And did I just repeat it myself like 3 times, like a remix? And so I did that, and then I was skimming through some photos, and I saw this photo of Taj. Those of you who follow me on Twitter, if you want to, you can go to twitter.com/John Ong. I posted a link to that photo, and she was so alive, you know. She's so, and this is just a week or so before she died, a week plus. You know, she wasn't eating there for a little while, and then we finally got her back onto eating, and then it was during that time that I captured this photo. She was sitting in her favorite spot, one of her favorite spots, downstairs in the basement, looking out to the outside from the basement window, and she was so alive, and I saw her, and it just hit me, you know. I was like, oh my gosh, I miss her. She's so, you know, I miss touching her, I miss kissing her, I miss petting her, and she's not there anymore. So every now and then it hits me that way. And of course, I was at work, and I was overwhelmed with emotion, and I had to go to the bathroom and hide for like 2 minutes to compose myself, because I was, you know, I started crying. And so that was the kind of like an update of what's going on. But thank you, all of you. And we are not dwelling on this whole pain thing, this losing of her. We miss her dearly, but we have lots of pictures of her, and we have lots of sweet and fond memories of her, which is really good. Talking about Pride 48 earlier, I'm very excited to do that. I would like for somebody to actually give me, I would like for somebody to let me know what the settings are, because I would like to start doing some tests already on the Nicecast. Maybe I can write Archer or Daniel Brewer to inquire about the settings that I need to put into Nicecast. And I'm excited because I think it's going to be fun. I don't know if we actually have a time. I don't think we have the schedule yet, but that's coming up soon. So we'll find out exactly what time, and I'll keep you posted, and hopefully you can actually join us doing a live show. I don't know if I want to do a live show and then post it as my next podcast. So actually, I may actually do a two-parter, or like a live stuff and then continue on into doing a show. I'm not sure yet. I haven't had that much planned yet, depending on what time it is too. But it's Pride Month. People, I guess, there's always the two sides to gay pride. Gay pride can be, you can celebrate gay pride every day, every month, obviously, but specifically this month, and it's being acknowledged by the White House, even though not gone far enough, you know, but that's still, he's still a good precedent. Well, so far, not okay precedent, good precedent compared to the last one, obviously. But I have a little, I'm not a total pride parade person, per se. I, especially those who expose their wee-wee. There is something about, now I'm not saying that we should be ashamed of ourselves. This is a whole reason why people who come out wearing their leather chaps and showing their butt and throwing their wee-wee outside and, you know, airing their birdies. There's some sort of liberation, obviously, that comes from sexual oppression. The fact that you cannot express yourself because the society says no. I'm not against that, but there is also consequences to some actions, and obviously the ultra-conservative and religious wingnuts would probably use that to represent the entire community. Now, it is not to say that if you like to show your wing-wang and your hoo-ha to the whole world during the Pride Parade, then you are ruining the gay community. But that is just giving them more opportunity to attack us and make us look like everybody is like that. My goal, or at the very personal level that I can actually do is to then speak out or be out as who I am. And you don't have to do anything extra. I don't have to go to work wearing leather chaps and show my wing-wang. And I don't have to do anything extra. I am just, you know, I'm out at work. I am not hiding anything at all at work. I'm just like, you know, my normal self. And, but the importance of coming out is the... You're probably getting bored with this topic because probably all the gay podcasters are probably talking about this topic this month. But the importance of coming out, I can't tell you how much that is going to impact yourself at an individual level as well as a wider spectrum of impact that you're going to cause, that you're going to give out to. The fact that you are able to come out is probably going to impact the entire community as well. One thing that is obviously progressing, but not progressing fast enough, and also moving along fast enough and achieving enough things for the gay and lesbian community is the in America, you know, we've seen this. There, it obviously, Don't Ask, Don't Tell hasn't even been touched, and all that kind of stuff, gay marriage in several states, not all, and there's no federal protection. And in as we speak, it is going, hopefully going there, but there's not even a protection for gay couples or same-sex couples who are in a relationship where there's no recognition, obviously, by the federal government, and therefore not having immigration rights protected. So if, let's say if I want to stay in this country, if I've, you know, I've fallen in love with Bruce and suddenly I lose my status and then I have to go back and leave him, and there's no protection, there's nothing Bruce can do for me, because to the eyes of law, immigration law, he is merely a friend, and there's nothing much he can do about it to secure my ability to stay in this country. I mean, I obviously don't have that problem because I have my own green card, but, you know, I've seen many couples. You all know this if you've been listening for a while. And, oh my gosh, I just cracked the microphone. I said by saying, and, yeah. Anyway, I'll be meeting a podcaster. I don't know whether he wants me to tell this, but I'll be meeting a podcaster, a fellow podcaster. He is not one of the very, I don't want to talk too much. I don't know whether he wants me to talk about it, so I don't want to talk about it. But anyway, I'll be meeting him the weekend of the Pride 48. So I want you to make a note that Pride 48, which is the last weekend of June, I will be participating along with many other podcasters, the live streaming of shows starting from June the 26th at 7 p.m. All the way through to Eastern time, that is 48 hours all the way through to Sunday, I think. So if you want to check it out, you can go to pride48.com, pride48.com. And funny how my shows is actually listed as my name, John Ong. I'm just like John Ong. anyway, it's going to be fun. I am looking forward to that. Like I said, I would like to have more of the settings. Maybe when Archer listens to this, he can probably point it out to me. Or I can contact Daniel Brewer directly and get the settings and see if I can actually do maybe a few live tests during this week as well, before the actual thing. And even if you're listening, if you have an iPhone, for instance, or a BlackBerry, and you can actually listen to the live feed as well. So if you're on the go, you can actually listen to all those as well. So go to pride48.com and check those out. And there will be dedicated chat rooms, I think, for the live feed as well. So I'm looking forward to that. I think it's going to be fun. What else I want to talk about? Oh, and then, yes, progress, not fast enough. But You know, it's obviously saddening, but to me, everything is relative. I'm not saying that we should be settled for what we have achieved so far in the United States of America and worldwide, but it's also good to compare with what's being achieved outside of us. In Malaysia, I've heard, and obviously Malaysia, I live in the U.S. I'm still a Malaysian citizen. I'm thinking about becoming an American citizen, but it costs a lot of money, and so like $700, and so I'm putting it off a little bit because I'm poor, and well, not poor, but yeah, I am poor. Well, yes, I can afford it right now. The thing is. Especially if it's really not doing too much for me at this point. So I'm putting it off a little bit. But back home in Malaysia, you know, it's still a scary thing to come out. It is scary in many different folds. Obviously, the government is not very friendly. And it is an Islamic country, even though you have freedom of religion, but it is still an Islamic country. And it is, people are fairly conservative. I think on the street level, when you talk to people, like when I do my podcast in Penang Hokkien podcast, everybody knows I'm gay. Or at least a big chunk of them knows I'm gay, because I talk about that all the time. Not about the fact that I'm gay, but you know, when I say, oh my gosh, that's a hot guy, blah, blah, blah. It just comes out very naturally, just me. And there are programming, TV programs, who will never touch on the topic of homosexuality. And even if it is touched, it is very biased. You know, it's looked at as a sexual deviant. It's like, ooh, scary. Look, this is like, you know, the corruption of the world. A man is holding a man's hand. And words gay, lesbian are censored. So it get bleeped or it get silenced out. So you don't even hear that, let alone having a good discussion about how the GLBT community is being treated there. And then there is also the other thing that I was talking to you about, the ex-gay activity. Now, you know, now that the people look at them like they're a living joke here in the States about ex-gays, you know, those people who use supposedly the power of God to pray their gay away. Exactly, that's what they were saying. And it is absurd, right? It's stupid. And we have ex-gay now. So it's dangerous, because what it's teaching is it's teaching you that being gay is bad and you have to pray that away. And when you fail, you are doubling the feeling or the sense of failure, because first of all, being gay itself is a failure, and then you want to pray that gay away, and you cannot succeed praying your gay away, and therefore you're failing twice. It is very damaging for your soul, and it's very damaging for yourself, for your self-esteem, and for your being. And that's the whole reason why I feel like coming out is very liberating, and it's very rejuvenating. And I think if you can, obviously you probably should. I do also understand, and I feel compassionate for people who are in the situation where they would rather not. In my situation, I'm a little bit different. See, I'm sort of pampered because I am lucky enough to be in a country where it is a lot more easier for me to come out, and therefore I can just be myself. Now, my parents, my family, pretty much all of them know that I'm gay, but they live far away, and they don't have to have the worries or the concern from people who are, you know, chatty and bitchy people who just want to make my family feel bad because they know that I'm gay. I have a little bit of that luxury because I don't have to face them. I don't have to see all those people daily. And every now and then when I go back, you know, I I don't have to have that pressure. You know, it's just like I'm just a visitor, you know. If you are going to give me grief about why I'm not married, then you should just go fuck yourself. I don't really care. And so so I have that luxury. But of course, there is, you know, in a way, it is a little bit interesting for me because I also chose to be honestly and openly out everywhere. And therefore, in my podcast that is quite popular in Malaysia, in Penang especially, people know me, people know who I am, and people know who my parents are. But it seems like, you know, like that's what I'm saying, on the street level, it seems like everybody's so okay about it. There will still be those, you know, a few of those either really closeted case or really uneducated people who would still be kind of, shallow in their worldview and still think that, oh, homosexuality is, you know, you have to attack me. Because here's the thing, the funny thing about some Asians who every now and then, not often at all, every now and then I would get somebody who would say really stupid things to me that is like almost funny. They would call me names and say, oh, blah, 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 you're effeminate and you are, you know, embarrassing, blah, 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 blah. And all those things, I think only work. All those things only work if you feel ashamed of yourself for who you are. And those things only work as a weapon if you feel those things. If you feel ashamed and if you feel like you are, you know, your homosexuality is something that you wanted to hide. Because in general, let's say if you're in school or whatever, it's usually people pick on the things that you feel the weakest. And if you're very afraid of being accused of being called gay, then all those things work. But the problem that, you know, things that they don't know about is that those are, I don't give a damn. I don't give a fuck what they're talking about. It's like, girl, I don't care what you're talking about. I'm totally comfortable with myself and you can go screw yourself. Don't waste my time. Go. And that's like my attitude. So, you know, I don't really care. And so it doesn't work, obviously. You know, they are calling me names and all that. In fact, it's sometimes funny because I think oftentimes those people who call you names like that, those are the words that they think it's going to hurt you, because if they were called that, they would be so pissed off. And yeah. So anyway, I don't really care. And in fact, I'm planning a trip. If you don't know, I'm planning a trip back to Malaysia this year. And I'm hoping to some of you, I know some of you who listen to the show also are, let me just put it this way. I think there are some Penang Hokkien listeners who also listen to this show. And there's also some Malaysians who listen to the show who may not necessarily listen to Penang Hokkien, because they may not be from Penang. Anyway, I will be going to Penang. I will be there on the 12th or 13th or something like that in September. And then spend some time in Penang. And I'll be going to Singapore for a very short while. I'm going to a vacation spot in a secluded, exclusive island of Indonesia, which I won't tell you where. Well, it doesn't matter, but I'm just making it sound like it's like exotic because I'm a celebrity and then I go there and I don't want to be found. Please take your camera. Anyway, whatever, I'm just being silly. Now I sound like Nick Thomas. sometimes Nick Thomas whispers. I mean, I know he does that for a fact and he does that, you know, to express himself, blah, blah, blah. But I listen to him in the car and when he express, like when he like whisper like that, I cannot hear what he's saying and that drives me nuts. So anyway, I listen to podcasts usually on the go when I'm commuting to work. I have a 25-minute commute, so it's perfect time for me to listen to podcasts. And yes, I'll be visiting. So if you want to come say hi back in Malaysia, Oh, in Japan, by the way, in Japan, in fact, I need to talk to one of my listeners who whom I will be meeting in Japan about exactly what day I'll be free to meet you. You you know who I'm talking about, Ikuma JP. Yes. Write me an email, or I will shoot you an email here pretty soon and give you a date of when I'll be available. Maybe you can take a day off and show me around. It'll be fun. And if you want to meet me, you can follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/Jonong, and I will be posting probably mostly using Twitter to update where my whereabouts and all that on my website. Anyway, I can actually post stuff directly on my website also with my iPhone. So hopefully I'll be able to use my iPhone when I am running around. And I think that's probably about it. I will probably talk to you again next week, I'm hoping. I think maybe I might be, maybe I'll do a show with Maiko, I don't know. But if you want to listen to me and Maiko, obviously we have another podcast called Ding the Bell. DINGDABEL, dingthebell.com. You can go listen to that. But in the meantime, if you want to listen to, until next week, you can listen to the show and leave comment at onlinepodcast.com. You can call me at 206-338-ONG9. That's 206-338-ONG9. You can also leave me my Mai Ching Chong on my website on the right-hand side, just like Tom from Tom Takes on the World on my website, onlinepodcast.com. And I hope you have a wonderful week. Again, thank you. I'm doing just fine. Thank you very much for all your love that you poured my way. Thank you very much. And until next week, don't forget to smile, ladies. Bye.